Christ has set us free. Stand firm therefore, and do not submit. To a yoke of slavery. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery.
Galatians 5:1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Is the ancient text talking about the body only? No, the liberation that the scripture refers to means the freedom, the liberation of body, mind, and soul. In the world, we are burdened, we are enslaved by stress and strife, by fear and resentment, by doubt and despair. But the scripture is teaching us that we must liberate ourselves from the oppressive yoke of everything and anyone in the world who appears to stand in the way of the accomplishment of God's good. We have to liberate ourselves from that consciousness in which we dwell when we are concerned with naysayers, with opposers, with haters, with resenters, and warmongers of every kind, and instead, we have to be lifted in the awesome power of who we are. The I am I. The I am I is the pure power of God radiating as us without limitation, without boundaries, without fear. In Galatians 5:13, Paul says, "You, my brothers and sisters, are called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." When we lift the veil of hatred and deception and worry and envy and stress and strife and concern, what we begin to see is the full radiance of love. Love is the power, the essence of Christ always giving way to us. I was at a party last night. And all of the energy, all of the movement, all of the momentum, all of the discussion that we had in that entire party was love. We danced freely in love. We sang freely in love. We exchanged freely in love. We uplifted freely in love. We sang in love. We supported each other in love. We envisioned in love, and we felt the full liberation of spirit. Ephesians 3:12 says, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. We center, we approach, we uplift, we praise God with the freedom and confidence of all that we are on this planet and in this existence to do. Love is our calling. Absolute good is our calling. Grace is our calling. The full expression of inclusion is our calling. This freedom is the gift that Spirit gives to us without ceasing each and every moment, each and every second of the day. Luke 4:18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom. Freedom for the prisoners. Freedom for the recovery of sight for the blind. To set the oppressed free. The good news is that we are always free in the pure power of love, a love that is not impacted by gossip, by pettiness, by shame, by fear, by worry, by concern, by doubt, by anything less than the pure, unlimited energy of love. This is the love that gives us the vision, the purpose, the energy, the goals, and the mission to do and express the presence and power that we are. John 8:32 says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We are lifting up the truth of our liberation this morning. We are filled with the presence and the power and the absolute good of the pure freedom that God has given us to express in God's image and likeness, to do and to spread the love of all that God is, and to realize that in this pure power and this presence of the absolute good and the full liberation of love, nothing and no one can stop us from doing the good that we have freely been summoned here to do. We open up our call.
We're called to freedom, brothers, to unleash freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. But through love, serve one another. Through love, serve one another. You were called to freedom. You were called to freedom, brothers, to unleash freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. But through love, serve one another. Through love, serve one another. Neighbor,
Acts 13:39 says, through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin. A justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses. Romans 3:24 says, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. Romans 6:18, beloved, says, you have been set free, free from sin, and you have instead become slaves to righteousness. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, what we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. The world are those people around us who attempt to undermine us, those situations and circumstances that we allow ourselves to fear, but more importantly, our own failure to accept the Spirit from God, which casts out demons and expresses nothing but the kingdom of absolute good in us. This is a kingdom where, as the psalmist says in Psalm 37, we do not have to fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither, and like green plants, beloved, they will die away. All we have to do is trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and enjoy. Safe pasture is the freedom and the liberation of our souls. Take delight, the psalmist says, in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to Spirit, trust in Spirit, and Spirit will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Spirit. Do not even fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, for those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. How awesome it is to realize this absolute good everywhere present as us. In 2 Corinthians 3:17, Paul says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Ephesians 3:12 says, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. James 2:12 says, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives us freedom. And finally, 1 Peter 2:16 says, live as free people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as God's slaves to absolute good. Live as God's slaves to the infinite power and the pure awareness of love. Be lifted in the energy of the truth that sets us free. We see Paulette surrounded by this loving light of truth this morning. We see God's absolute good lifting her in this amazing pure power and the essence of the I am I. blessing Paulette from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, celebrating her birthday and many more birthdays to come, and seeing that pure power of love that always expresses as us, that always expresses through her, that gives way to the love and the light and the pure power of God's truth, the truth that will set her free in the full realization that there is nothing that God cannot do, that nothing is impossible. And so all of those deep wishes and those desires and all of those things that you want to see manifest in your life, we see and we declare them here and now taking shape and blessing you and blessing you and blessing you and surrounding you in blessings and love and light without ceasing. We see happy birthday, marvelous birthday, absolute good birthday, pure, powerful birthday, energized birthday, birthdays that are blessing and blessing and blessing and restoring and uplifting and giving and shaping and molding your good without ceasing. Happy birthday in the full freedom of the I am I. Be filled with the love and the light and the power that is always you, that always blesses and speaks and expresses from every fiber, every cell, every molecule, every bone, every muscle, every atom of your being. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen.
Amen.
What I want to hear in the morning, 'cause you're the only voice that I trust. You're who I want to hear in the morning. You're who I want to hear in the morning. And the darkness is light. I'm walking through, I don't walk alone, Jesus, I walk with you. Through that I don't walk alone, Jesus, I walk. I wanna hear.